Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I'm going to make reference to our text from Ephesians 4. We're going through that book, the letter that Paul wrote. So you may want to keep that handy, especially the verses 25 through 32. Dear friends, we all crave to have authentic community. Do you have an authentic community that you can be a part of? You know, a place where you walk through the doors and people know your name and you're greeted very quickly by name. They know you right off the bat. Do you have authentic community? A place where you can share what's going on in your life and not fear that someone's, like, keeping track of your faults in their mind. Oh, I'm going to chalk that one up. A place where you can share your joys and everyone celebrates. A place where there's just an ample amount of encouragement, praise, and affirmation for who you are. Do you have an authentic community that you can go to? And when I say that, be thinking of that place that you go to find that community. You got the picture of where that is? Okay, so I'm thinking, in my mind, I'm thinking coffee shop. You know, here at Peace on Thursday morning, at Peace, for many, many years, there's a men's group that meets at 7 a.m. A few of the men that attend that are here this morning. And I would say that that's a little community there in the coffee shop. The men that go there this last week had a bigger group, but they know each other really, really well. And they talk about all sorts of subjects. Sometimes it gets off track. Does that ever happen, Bob? Sometimes it gets off track. Yeah, and Jim, sometimes it gets off track. It happens every so often. But what's great is that everyone knows each other, and nothing's really solved. It's not like a world hunger solved in that moment, but there's a sense of community. The men know each other really well. And it's not just the group of 10, it's the entire coffee shop. There's John, who actually is a theologian. He sits in the corner of the coffee shop. He's interesting to talk to. Then there's another person, Andrew. He owns a construction company. And then there's another lady that shows up to with her artwork, and she sometimes likes to draw and paint. They're in the coffee shop. Now, what I've thought about is that they could do the drawing, they could do the reading, and the men's group. We could all do our separate things in our homes, and we all could have coffee and treats, but what gathers everyone there is a sense of community. Do you have an authentic community that you can go to? On the other hand, we tend to avoid inauthentic community. Places where you share something and it's chalked up against you. We tend to steer clear of places where we share a joy and people become jealous or make a judgment about who we are. Now, I want to share a quote here this morning. We'll put it up here in just a moment. George, if you can just transition to the next slide. I think I can read that. Now, would you ever think that some people think that the church is an inauthentic place? This is from a woman named Janine. She's a young mother, late 20s. I'm just going to read this quote. This is from about 7 years ago. Janine says this. No one from around this area, by the way. This is just but she really did say this. I did grow up in church, but now I am a Buddhist. When I became a mother, I wanted my daughter to have a spiritual upbringing. However, I didn't want her to become like the Christians in the church I knew. They were always so negative and complaining about everything, and I wanted my daughter to be in a positive environment.